Now look at 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. That word abound is very, very important. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, always, always have all sufficiency. Do you have enough? Yes, we have enough. Sufficiency, full supply. You couldn't say anything was sufficient if you're limping along and your knee's killing you and you've got arthritis in your hips and you've got a ruptured disc and you've got a headache that is award-winning or something worse. Then that full supply, if it's financial, is not totally beneficial to you because you can't get out and spend it. You can't even get out and obey God if He gives you directive because you just don't feel like it. Abound. Grace abounds. Grace is that freedom we talked about in the verse before, the unearned favor. Always having, always, always, always having all sufficiency in all things. Again, we have the phrase all things. God is interested in everything that touches your life, all things that touch your life, from health to financial security to great wisdom. May abound to every good work. When you have all sufficiency, you can be on your feet with your finances, in good health, following the will and the plan of God. Every good work. This is the Phillips. Get you a Phillips. They're less than $20 paperback. New Testament only. After all, God can give you everything you need so that you may always have sufficient, both for yourselves and for giving away to other people. One translation, so you have enough for yourself and some to spare for others. That's the will of God. You're not going to read anything that says prosperity only. You're not going to read anything in the Bible that eliminates health and healing. Because it is the will of God that you be well, that you be healed, that you be whole. He's generous. He does it by His grace, so there's no charge. He does it from the wealth of His resources, which is plenty. He does it because of His goodness, because of His great love. So I'll freely give you all things. I'll supply all your need. I'll make all sufficiency abound to you in all things. Now that word abound is very important. It's translated various ways in Scripture. I'll show it to you in a very key spot. It means superior in quantity and quality. You check your Greek dictionary if you have one. If you don't, go get you one. Superior in quantity and quality. Now, if we're going to have a birthday party and I've got $20 for favors for these little kids, and I'm going out at $20, I can buy 20 favors at a dollar a piece. Okay, 20 favors at a dollar a piece. I'm going to have enough. The quantity is going to be enough. But the quality is going to be poor. But if I had more money, I could have quality and quantity. I could buy exactly what I needed for $20, but I could pay $4 a piece and have quality. And this word abound means quality and quantity. In original context, it always says quality and quantity. Quality and quantity. Now, you can have quantity and limp along. Yeah, you're 98, all right. But you've been sick for the last 40 years. That's not quality. God's into quantity and quality. He said, and this in a financial context is wonderful. In a health context is wonderful. In wisdom, quality and quantity of wisdom, would that be super? I mean, when somebody comes to you and asks you a question, you know, you are no dummy. You know God, you know the Spirit of God, you got it. You know. It's a wonderful thing. Now look, you know James 1:5. This is only the King James. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God that gives to all men liberally. We already found out God abounds towards you. He gives you from His wealth. He gives you all things. He meets your need. He pours out of His goodness, and He's liberal. I know you probably dealt with somebody in some context that wasn't generous, that wasn't liberal. Maybe they gave you a piece of pie and you looked at it and thought, it's kind of skinny. My mother believed in having plenty of food. She was not a hostess. She didn't like to host dinners. We never had people at our home that I can remember growing up. But when Mother cooked, she had plenty. We had plenty. But when she put it on your plate, you ate it all too. You didn't say to my mother, "I don't like that." Because that would not be in your favor. It just wouldn't have been in your favor. But we had plenty. And God said, "I'm going to see that you have plenty of wisdom, that you have my mind. We have the mind of the Lord." See, so if quantity and quality is not working for me, I need liberal wisdom. I need Him to explain to me, to pour into me, to give to me, because I'm supposed to have all things. I'm supposed to have enough for me and enough to share with you if you're running short. That's the will and the plan of God. That's the program. And if I'm not well, I can't even get to. I'd say, "Do you mind? I have something for you. Could you come get it? I'm really sick." Does that sound right to you? All things is health and healing, prosperity, wisdom. It's a full supply. It's liberal wisdom. It's a generosity of His goodness. I don't care what language you speak. All always includes all. Then another word for all. It's all.